Hi everyone, you're listening to Oh My Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Janine Romo, aka The Wild Explorer, and I'm here today with our producer, Martha Espinoza Wynn.
Hi everyone.
Hey, we are going to be talking about travel etiquette or plane etiquette.
Yes.
Or everything.
Yeah. Yes, just how to basically don't be a rude fuck on the plane.
Don't be an annoying human being, even though a lot of human beings could be very annoying.
We're all just so annoying.
I mean, we are to somebody, right?
Yeah, we definitely, like, some of us are annoying more people than others at once, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe my presence is only annoying one person, but someone else's presence is annoying, like, 15 people. So we all have varying degrees of annoying, I feel.
Yeah.
At any given moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. But yeah, I guess since planes can be a tight space in general, I mean,
yes.
you're kind of living in a plane for a few hours, maybe even more.
Yeah, some people go like half a day.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, nobody absolutely loves it, do they? Maybe there are some people who do.
I don't know. I think the first time people are excited, and then you're excited about getting to your destination, but you're not excited about actually flying. I feel like when you think about the flying, you get nervous. I do. I suddenly, like, if I think too much into what flying actually like is, you know, just like going super fast in the air in a machine that can fall down, I get real nervous about it. I'm not gonna lie.
yeah, I mean, and I thought you weren't so nervous, so you're revealing something about yourself that, well, I didn't even know.
Well, when you think, if you like sit and think about it, because I'm usually not very nervous, but I remember when letting everyone know, we came up with this topic because of that viral video that went around about a guy who was sitting in at the back of the plane and his seat can't recline because there's a wall there. And then the person in front of him did recline, and then he was punching her seat the whole flight. So that's why we decided to record about this particular topic right now.
Yes, because that went viral kind of all over social media, right? Like, it was on different outlets, and it sparked like this big debate on,
like, who was wrong.
Well, and I think in general, like, because yes, he should not have been doing that. But I think that just sparked the debate on, like, reclining and etiquette in general.
Mm-hmm. Where some people just think you're not supposed to recline at all, ever.
Right. Yeah, there's people who think that. There's people who think you should ask. There's people who are like, well, he didn't pay for, you know, a special seat, so that's what he gets. There's all these, you know, everyone had their
opinion.
Yeah.
So we just kind of wanted to come in and, I guess, give our own opinion, and maybe make it easier for you guys to, I guess, kind of feel it out and what is rude and what is annoying and what is, like, fine. Because, I mean, I feel like me and you might have differing opinions as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk it out like civilized people.
Civilized people. What's that? I have to put on my civilized person hat right now.
But I do feel that when people travel, we get a little bit like straight off the bat.
Oh, yeah. I feel like once a lot of people are in a plane, like, I mean, I don't want to say this happens to everyone, but it seems like a lot of people just are all of a sudden entitled assholes on a plane. It's like, people, oh, yeah. I'm gonna sit down in my seat and be an asshole right now because I can, because I paid however much to be in this seat.
That's true. And I feel like in addition to that, we get very territorial.
Yeah.
It's like, this is our space. Don't get into my space. Not my MySpace, but, you know, my space. okay, so I'm going to ask some questions and see where you fall on this, okay?
Okay.
So, the armrest. There's three seats. Who gets what armrest? There's only four armrests, and we got six arms.
So, the middle person should have both their the armrest that they have.
And then the people on the outside should get one?
The outer armrest, yeah. Because you're the middle person, you're already screwed, right? Like, and the window seat has the window. You actually have, like, that extra, I have something going on my throat. The window seat, you have that, like, extra inch or so.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you have somewhere to, like, lean your head up against.
So you have a headrest.
You have the window. Yeah, you're just more comfortable, like, if you want to take a nap, if you, you know, you have something to look at, you have, you know, you have the view. You have so much going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
The aisle person has a freaking aisle. Like, they could stick out at least one of their legs comfortably.
They got that leg room.
Yeah. They're, like, just so, they've got a lot going on. They could easily just get up and go to the bathroom whenever they want. They don't have to, like, excuse me or, like, tap on anyone or
really wait until someone wakes up.
Yes. Yeah. Or, yeah, they don't have to do any of that. They don't have to play, like, this game where, you know, is this person going to climb over me? Well, no, a person might climb over them, but they don't have to decide if they have to climb over a person.
Or if they get the crotch or the butt.
Yeah, so they're, like, I mean, they could easily get off the plane. They're not, like, they get to kind of decide. They're kind of in a power seat.
The power seat. Yes, yes, yes. So you think, so I agree with you. I think if you're in the middle seat, you get both of the armrests. Yes. Each arm gets to rest.
Yeah.
And so, I have fought people, not like fought physically, but I have like I have made it known, like, yo, this is mine. Like, I'm using, because, you know, they put their armrest on, they put their arm on the rest as well. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not moving. Like, this is mine until they give up. And then I just take it over.
I love it. I mean, you kind of have to sometimes. And people don't get it. Like, they just don't, or they don't want to, or they don't care. Like, no fucks given. I don't know. I think you're already, like, screwed if you have the middle seat. So, like, let's cut them some slack and give them the armrest.
Yeah. That's definitely what I think. So, what about the window shade? Do you think that it has to be, like, a, like, people decide? Or can you... Does the window person get the shade, like, whatever it is? Should you, like, what?
I think you should be considerate. I think, like, okay, since you get to control it, you should kind of fill it out. Like, if everyone's asleep and the rest of the plane is dark, it seems like, you know, people are kind of taking a nap. If maybe you're, like, reading or something like that, because I would prefer, like, having it, like, you know, a couple inches open and then not having that reading light on. I don't like the reading light, personally. But if you prefer having, like, the natural light, you know, pull it down and just have it maybe a few inches open if, you know, it's going to make it easier for you to read or do whatever you're doing. if everyone else is asleep. I think you just kind of have to fill it out. Like, don't be a dick about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
So you think you should go based off of the vibe in the plane. If everyone has it down, you should just pull it down. But if you want, give yourself a little bit of light.
Yeah. Like, if the people right next to you are, like, sleeping and I don't know. I guess go with the vibe.
Okay. What if the person that's sitting behind you in their window seat pulls your shade down because they put their shade down and they want the shade down? They're also getting your light. How do you feel about that?
If someone, like sneaks up their hand and, like, pulls it down?
Yeah, like, that's never happened to you?
No.
Like, someone puts their, like, the person behind you, like, reaches in and, like, shuts your shade?
No, that's really weird.
So don't do that.
Don't do that. Like, I mean, if it really bothers you, I feel like you should ask. Like, and then if someone's asking you that, and there's really no reason for you to.
What if you're just like, I like looking at the ocean as a fly, fool. Deal with it.
Then you could say that, or you could have it halfway, or be like, okay, well, I'm gonna close it a little bit, but I'm kind of looking at something.
Okay.
You know, like.
A healthy conversation.
Yeah, I think having a good conversation, because you don't want to get all crazy up in the air. I've seen people get crazy and then they call out like the police. Like, once you land, there's like the police there. Did something happen when we were flying somewhere?
I don't remember. I must have blocked it out.
I'm trying to remember if I was with someone, but there was like a verbal, like, I don't know what kind of disagreement this was or what was going on, but like, it was a couple people. It didn't get like too rowdy, but like, it got to the point where like everyone was definitely like staring and kept looking back. And I don't know if maybe a flight attendant or someone came over and was like, hey, knock it off. But it didn't seem like there was something going on enough to, have
attention. Pretty much
the whole plane. Yeah. Like, everyone or half the plane at least was staring. But there was there wasn't too big of a commotion where I was like, okay, yeah, someone's gonna get in trouble. And then there was like police when we landed. And I think they had to get escorted off first or something like that. There was something weird.
I don't remember that, but yeah. Maybe.
I'm going to have to, I don't know. Well, there's really no way of me remembering exactly where this was, but yeah, something like that happened. And it was, yeah. So you don't want to start up anything and then have the police get you.
That's true. So if you're having drama, just try not to. If you're feeling like things are going to pop off, think, as soon as I land, there's going to be a police and it's going to be a mess. And I'm going to another, if you're going to another country, that's when you definitely don't want that. Mm-mm. If you're going back home, at least, you know what jail looks like at home. You can call someone to bail you out.
I mean, let's all be nice. And if there's anyone being all snippy with you and it's too much and you're like, no, I don't need this, then call the flight attendant over, because then it's just going to look like, there's going to be two people arguing and then they'll let the police decide or whatever, they decide to like call if it gets to that point. But you don't want that to happen. So everyone just chill out. Like, we all want to get to our destination. We all want to get home. And it's all just, we're in this mess together. So let's all just try to be cool.
Okay. So next one. What do you think about people putting their small bags or like a small backpack, small purse in the overhead? So then when you get to the overhead, it's like there is room, but there's not, because someone put their bag there.
So you're not supposed to do that, right? Like,
it's against the flying, the airline rules, but some people do it.
Some people do it, and it's super annoying. And so what I would do in this situation, so say I see this, and if there's no room for me to put my bag in, mm-hmm. then I'll ask the flight attendant, or I'm like, where can I put my bag? Because, and I'll just like point, I'll be like, because this person put two bags in. And then, I mean, either the flight attendant is going to put your bag in like another overhead bin, or ask that person to place their smaller bag underneath their, underneath the seat. So, I mean, you shouldn't be doing that. The only, what I would do, because, I mean, I've done this a couple times, you know, put your big bag on the overhead. Mm-hmm. When all of the doors are already closed, or you see that there is like a, you know, there is still room up there and everyone has already put their big bags up, then go and put your small bag up so that, you know, you could be a little bit more comfortable or whatever. But you should not deprive people of
overhead space.
Yeah, because nobody, like, I mean, not nobody, but
there's not enough. If everyone brought one carry-on, it's not enough room.
Right.
Because the seats in the back have the emergency stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, because I sat in the back one time and was like, where do I put my bag?
Yeah. Even there's some spaces in the front that don't have it because of the same thing. And then somewhere in the middle, because it's, well, depending on the size of the plane and everything. But yeah, like it's, there's never going to be enough space. And I mean, it'd be great if there was more people checking in bags already, because obviously they won't have like a bigger bag to have to put up there, and there will be more space. But, you know, because most airlines charge a ridiculous amount for check-in bags.
Yeah.
We all have to work together and make this happen, because, yeah. And then some of us just, they don't, you know, even if they're going to check in that bag for free because there's no more space, some of us don't want to do that. Some of us have trust issues. Some of us have a really tight layover. Some of us have
snacks for our baby and we can't give it away. I'm like, yeah, no, you can't take this. This is my baby's. This is my baby's.
Right? Hey, and you say that, or you say, I have electronics in here. I have a lithium battery in here. I can't check it in. You do whatever you can so they don't do that. But yeah, like some of us don't want to check in our bags. So let's work together, people.
Yeah. Okay. See, yours is very nice, because my one time that happened while I was traveling with my sister and Brian and my dad, we had all gone to Mexico for my grandpa's 90th birthday, I think. And on our way back, me, Brian, and my sister all have the same row. And then my dad was sitting in a different row, and he went to go put up his bag, but there was no space because someone put their bag up there. And my dad was like confused, and we were already one of the like later people on the flight. And I was like, what's happening? And he was like, oh, there's nowhere for me to put my bag. Is there room in your guys' overhead? And we're like, no, we already put our three in our overhead. I was like, what do you mean there's no room in your overhead? And he's like, there's no room in there. And then I was just confused, because from where I was looking at it, it looked like there was room, because the bag was a small bag and it wasn't like up against the front. So I was like, that's weird. He's like, well, there's no room. And, you know, I think being like a daughter and it was already like later in the evening, I was just kind of like, fuck that. So I was like, you sit here, dad. And I switched seats with my dad, and I went over there with his carry-on, and I look, and sure enough, there was a small bag. And then I just pulled it out and I looked at the girl that was sitting there. I was like, is this yours? And she said, yeah. And I was like, you can put it under your seat. And I just gave it to her. And I put my dad's like, you know, carry on up there. And I sat down and I went to sleep. But my dad was like, why are you like this? And I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, no, this is not, there are rules. You should follow them. Maybe I'm a little bit too aggressive at this point. But I was like, no, I want to go. I want to just go home now.
So did you sit next to her because you switched seats or did you?
Yeah, I sat next to her.
Oh, okay. No.
I sat my ass next to her. I was all pissed off. I was all pissed off too. Because I was thinking to let my dad go back there and sit with this rude girl. No, she can sit with my rude ass.
Yeah, yeah. Your rude asses deserve each other. No.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, don't be rude to my daddy. Try to be rude to me.
Well, you know what? You could be rude and I could be petty and be like, that bag doesn't belong there, and have the flight attendant deal with it.
Yeah, no. I you know what? You should probably do something more along the lines of what Janine does instead of just grabbing people's shit and being like, is this yours? Put it under your seat. She's like, okay.
It's like, but what if? Because it hadn't been hers. You didn't know and you weren't there. I mean, I'm sure this isn't the case. What if that was her only bag?
So it fits under her seat.
True.
Small bags don't go up. Fin. Punto.
But I guess that's another question. If you, so say you checked in your big bag and you just have like a smaller backpack and you're like, oh, score, I don't have to put this under, is it a oh score, I don't have to put this under my seat, I could just put it overhead, or is that a personal call?
I mean, it depends. If I'm on the fucking plane, apparently not. Apparently you don't score.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a full flight, I think you should put it under your seat.
The rules are very clear on this one, Janine. Small bags don't go in the overhead. They go under your seat.
Small bags. No go. Listen to the rules, people.
And it was like a shopping bag or something. I was just so annoyed. I was like, girl, this fits under your seat. Like, stop it. She had some snacks at the airport. I was like,
You want your snacks with you anyway.
I don't know what she was doing. I was like, don't make my daddy go around looking for space, for overhead space. I think I'm just very protective.
Yeah, you probably were. I wonder if it'd be different if it was for you. Or if you'd still be like, hey.
Could be.
This is yours.
I think when it comes to like family and like friends and stuff, you kind of get a little bit more riled up. Like you can forgive stuff for yourself, but you can't forgive stuff that other people are doing to your old papa.
Yeah, that's true. No one messes with papa, huh?
No. Okay, so if there's a problem with the small bag in the overhead, call one of the flight attendants and they will take care of that for you.
Yes.
Okay. So it's annoying, but it's also illegal. But I guess it's not rude.
I mean, I don't know if illegal is the right word.
It's against the rules. Okay. Yeah. This one's controversial. What do you think about shoes being taken off? You're traveling alone and your seat neighbor kicks off his shoes and just puts them on his seat and they're just right in view and next to you.
Okay, are these bare feet?
They're bare feet.
Bare feet. Okay, there should not be bare feet on the plane whatsoever. First of all, it's gross for you as the bare footer. Like, no. That's gross. There's stuff on the floor. You're on carpet that has...
I don't know how often they wash the carpet. I know it's vacuumed, but washing it, I don't know.
Like pre-coronavirus, I don't know if half the plane is actually, or most of the plane is actually clean. Mm-hmm. But the carpet, like that thing probably hardly ever gets like a decent cleaning. Like, yeah, they probably like pick up like, I don't know, visible crumbs and shit like that. But I don't think it's getting a good enough cleaning.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that maybe it gets like a vacuum, like a little quick like vacuum down, but it's not getting like a deep clean, like water, soap, vacuum thing.
No, no. So yeah, it's just like very unhygienic for yourself, but also for everyone else. Like, we don't know where your feet have been. We don't know what's on your feet. We don't know if you have fungal problems. So nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. And I mean, sure, if people are like coming back from like a tropical place and they have sandals on, like, I feel like that is different. Like, of course you're gonna see feet, but like, you're keeping your sandals on. Like, your foot isn't like, your foot isn't touching anything.
No, Janine, they took their sandals off. There's feet.
Well, I mean, they should keep their sandals on.
Okay. What about socks? So bare feet, no. Someone kicks off their shoes, they have socks on.
They have socks on. Just keep it in your area. Like, don't like stretch out your foot so that you're in someone else's area, or like put it, like, you should never put your feet up on like up where it's gonna touch. I don't know. I guess there's weirdos that like put their feet up, and like if they're on the window seat, they like put it like on the window, or like, you know, that wall or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Or they'll put it up on like the back of someone's headrest, like where like the monitor would be. Don't do that. That's just gross. I don't know. Am I rude for saying that's gross? Because that's gross.
Well, no, you definitely don't want them. I mean, you should sit down like a normal human being. I'll even accept like the leg cross, like when you put your leg up and you like sit on it or something, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I prefer with socks. I don't want to see people's feet up on the chair. It's not my deal, especially if they have stinky feet.
Yeah. And I feel like you know, like, you should know if you have stinky feet. Like, if you don't and you have stinky feet, like, you're in denial. Like, I know my feet could get stinky, like, if I'm
very active. So, I have a confession. I did something terrible once on a plane.
What did you do?
Some people were annoying me. And so then what I had done was, I had my Toms on that I had worn like forever. So those get real stinky.
Yes.
But I had socks that, if in case I wanted to take off my Toms, I had socks to cover up my feet so that nothing would smell. But the people in front of me were annoying me. So I took off my shoes and I put my Toms under their seat. And then I didn't put my socks on my feet. And Brian was fucking furious. Brian was like, I can't believe you. I was like all stretched out so that my feet were under their seat too. And they could like, I was like, well, we're not going to have a pleasant flight. We're not going to have a pleasant flight. And you can smell my stinky feet. And he was just like so upset. He was like, I was like, you can't even smell it where we're sitting. And he's like, I don't care. Like, why would you do that? I hate it.
You are savage. I don't think you were ever the savage whenever I would like fly with you,
because those things didn't, like, nothing happened that I was like upset. It was only those two things that I've ever done. You've never done anything. I mean, I won't do it again. I know better now. I let my anger guide me, and it wasn't right. And I hope I don't let my anger guide me again, but that's where my anger leads me.
Well, I mean, it's going to lead you where it's going to lead you, girl.
And it was a flight from, like, it was from Heathrow to LAX. So it was not a fast flight.
Yeah.
That was a smell.
That was a long smell. That is one long smell, girl. Yeah. I don't know.
So tell us what the worst thing you've ever done that maybe was annoying or rude to others, or maybe something that happened that was annoying or rude to you that you experienced.
Well, recently, like not that long ago, I was flying back. I was flying back from Lima to Mexico City. And there were these two guys sitting next to me. And apparently they were doing something, like they were going to Mexico City for business or something like that. And like, I know they didn't mean it, but I was like, I hadn't gotten sleep and I was so freaking tired. It was like a super early flight. I think it was like a 6-something a.m. flight. So I got to the airport like at 4-something. So yeah. I was really tired. So by the time I got on the plane, I actually like slept, which I hardly ever sleep on planes. And I kept waking up to them like talking so loud. Like they just like were loud talkers. And like, dude, I'm sleeping right next to you. Like, you don't think you could just like, you know, tone it down a couple notches? I mean, some people just don't know that they're loud. So I don't think it was, I mean, it was not on purpose. Like, I don't think anyone would actually do that on purpose, but it was a little annoying to me because I was like, I'm already irritated that I had a super early flight and then. Yeah, so I'm already just very, like, irritable. I'm like, everything's going to annoy me. But I don't think that was rude. I mean, it is what it is. I think people could just be loud talkers and they don't know it. So, I can't think of anything, like, too rude. There was a girl who blocked my overhead space and the other person's space because she put her like guitar or some sort of instrument or a violin on the overhead. Like it took up the entire overhead space, which was really annoying.
Are you allowed to? I didn't know that was allowed.
So I sat next to a girl. It was a European flight. I can't remember exactly where it was. But she paid for a seat for her cello, but a cello is freaking huge. So the cello had the window seat. We were on a Ryanair flight and the cello had its own seat. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what the rules are when it's, I think it was a violin because I, if I could remember correctly, it wasn't as big as like a guitar, but it was, I'm pretty sure it was a violin, but it took up all the space in the overhead. And so I couldn't, like my stuff couldn't be next to me, which is annoying because if you get stuck without like a space and they're like, oh, well, there's space in the back, then you have to wait for everyone to clear out or like you have to like, you know, jump over people in order to get your thing so you could get off the plane. Was it rude? I don't know. Inconsiderate? Maybe. I don't know what the rules are with instruments.
Yeah, I think if one item takes up the whole thing, it's rude. It's rude. It's rude. It's for three people, not for one person.
This is true.
It's for three items, yeah. Not one. Because one person can have more than one carry-on if they paid for it, I guess.
Well, you're only supposed to have one carry-on and your personal item.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can't pay for more?
No.
I feel like we could pay for more.
You could
they let us pay for everything.
They let us pay for
it. They make us pay for everything, I guess.
Well, they do let us pay for everything, but I'm pretty sure you're only allowed that on most. I mean, I've never encountered an airline that will let you do two, like, you know, full size carry-ons.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And back now to the main one. To recline or not to recline? Take it away.
Okay. I feel like this is a very, it is very touchy, right? Personally, like, is there a reason for you to recline all the way back? Like, you're not any more comfortable. I don't like reclining all the way back. It's like a weird, like, I get this weird thing, like, in my back where my, like, right above my butt. Like, I have to have, like, three support. More pillows. Yeah. It's just really, like, a weird, I don't know. I don't personally like it. Should people do it? I mean, there's the reclining option for a reason. So yeah, I guess, like, if you want to recline, but don't recline during food service, because people are eating. Like, that's just too much, guys. Come on. You know, wait around that. If you are going to recline all the way back, I mean, it's nice to give the person a heads up. In the situation where it was that guy and he has that back seat that can't recline. Yeah, that's really inconvenient. Sometimes you're just like, I mean, if you're that woman and she may have not, like, she could have been, like, oblivious to that, you know, the person in back of her can't recline, doesn't have much room. Is that her fault, her problem? No, it isn't. Maybe that person, if he's, like, really uncomfortable, can't really do anything about it, kindly ask her, like, hey, do you mind, like, not reclining all the way back? I don't know if it's really, I don't know. I feel like it's rude to be like, hey, don't recline at all. Because if you're, I don't know, if she wants to recline, like, I mean, that's her prerogative, I guess. If you're really uncomfortable, then maybe what you should do is ask for another seat, even if you have to get upgraded, if it's available. I mean, we're all different shapes and sizes. I even if someone's reclining, I'm not really that uncomfortable. I mean, planes are already uncomfortable, but I mean, I'm a smaller person. I have shorter legs. I'm never too uncomfortable. So I don't know. I it'd be interesting to hear what a taller person would say about this. It's a weird situation to be in. I don't know. Like, I'm really curious, like, what happened before all that, what happened after. Like, it was a very interesting video because it was only, like, so much. And I mean, like, where, like, when did it get to the point where he's like,
I'm gonna hit this person's chair?
Yeah. And, like, how long was that going on for? He's acting like a child, who, like, kicks the back of the chair, repeatedly. And I've definitely been behind those motherfuckers. Yes, those children are motherfuckers. Because they're probably sitting next to one, at least one of their parents, a parent or a guardian or, you know, whatever, a nanny. Like, check your child.
Yeah. No, and yeah, that's true. You should definitely have control over your child. Another time I was an asshole. Oh my God. Don't fly with me, people. But the baby was crying when we got on the plane, and it was because he needed a diaper change. Mm-hmm. So he was already like kind of going crazy, and it was just me. So I needed to get to my seat so I can put our stuff down and then get to the bathroom so I can change him. So when I was coming in and he was crying, there was a man who looked at us and just like gave us the ugliest look. Just like I feel like he even like mumbled something like, oh, like, you know, fuck, like, here we go, like something like that, right? And I was just like, seriously, like, you don't think it's hard for me? I'm the one that's holding this thing that's like all kinds of red right now and wet and dirty and upset. Like, I don't need your looks, dude. Like, if you're not helping me, like, don't, just stop. Like, I don't need that. So I got annoyed. I got more annoyed because this guy was like giving me a dirty look and just like saying something under his breath. So we finally put our stuff down, and it turns out we're seated right behind this guy. So I'm like, that sucks. So then I take the baby to the bathroom. I change his diaper. I come back. He's fine now. The baby's like, he's good. He's clean. He's happy. I'm like sweaty and exhausted because I had to like do all this stuff in like a matter of a few minutes. So I'm, you know, when you're just like all hot, you're like, oh my God, like, thank God I can sit down now. But he's all excited now. The baby's all excited. So
yeah, he's fine.
The baby starts kicking the seat, and it was that guy's seat. And I let him kick it for a little bit just so that I would, just in my head, to be like, you wanted to make a face and be annoyed? No, wait. Because I was like, you wanted to make a face and be annoyed when this kid hadn't done anything to you yet. Like, nothing. Yeah. So, fine. Now my kid will do something. Now your face will be valid, and we'll be done. And then once the baby stopped, then he kicked the seat a few times, then I stopped him, and then we saw that the seat behind us was free, the row behind us was empty, so I moved to that aisle so that we had nobody. It was just me and him, and there was nobody. There was my sister and my cousin were sitting in the same aisle as we were. But I was just like, we're going to move back so that way you guys have space and we have space and we're good. But then it was like a fine flight. The baby's not crying. The baby's like fine. It was just that moment where he was, but I let him kick it because I feel it made me think of when you're little. Well, when I was little and my mom, I would cry for like no reason or for like a dumb reason. And my mom would be like, do you want me to give you something to cry about? And then you would just be like, nope. And then you stop because you're like, I don't want a reason to cry. Thanks. So I felt like that. Like, I was like, okay, you wanted to give me a fucking dirty look and say some shit under your breath? Fine. I'm going to give you a reason to give me a dirty look and say some shit under your breath. I'm going to let my kid kick your seat for a minute. And then I was fine.
Oh, my God.
I know. Petty. These are my confessions.
You know, not no one. Oh, there's a lot of people who aren't exactly excited to fly with kids. And you know, even if they're your own. I'll give you that, right? Like, but to like say something, give looks, like, come on. Like, it's already, you know, you as a parent already have to deal with that shit. You don't need a, like, you know, get any shameful looks at it. That's not cool.
But so again, yeah. It's my anger. It leads me down a road.
Oh my God. That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So, everyone, I hope we covered what is acceptable and what is not acceptable when you fly.
Don't let your kid kick the back of chairs. I mean, it's going to happen. Like, and I know, like, kids, like, either they're stretching out their legs or they're being little assholes and doing it, but not maybe realizing. I mean, there are kids who are little terrors and probably do it on purpose. I don't know. But usually when I'm getting my seat kicked by a kid, I'll let it happen for a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, I've had enough. This is, someone should be stopping this, or they should realize by now. But yeah, I don't know. That's a, everyone should check themselves and their kids.
Yeah. And I feel like you can definitely tell when a kid kicks your seat and then it's done. So that means that the parent, like, handled it. And then when they keep doing it and, you know, the parent's ignoring it. Because I can usually, I forgive that. Like, I get, like, a hit and I'm just, like, I hear the parent, like, hey, don't do that. Don't kick. Like, stop, you know, calm down. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, that's fine. Because you can't, like, it's going to, there's going to be slip ups. They can't be doing everything all at once. But if they're just letting it happen, I'm just like, oh my God, I hate these people. Why? Why are they out here flying when they can't control?
Yeah. Oh man. It's the Wild West up there. And you know, having these little little rules to keep in mind. I mean, they're not real rules, but I think we just all need to be a little considerate.
Yes.
But do we have anything else that we need to talk about?
No, I think that was it. It ran a little bit longer than I expected. I thought this was going to be a really short and easy episode, but apparently my bad deeds in the sky.
I think we could definitely have another one and raise more questions. Maybe we'll get some more exciting little stories and questions after this one airs.
Yes, guys, we want to hear from you guys. If you guys agree with us about some of the rules, if we didn't cover some of the etiquette, because I mean, I know we didn't cover everything. There's all, like, the bathroom rule, like how often do you get up, talking to people, you know, all that stuff, boarding, deboarding. That's a whole the whole thing.
Well, yeah.
So, you guys, people that want to yell at me for being an asshole, sorry. I'm not perfect.
You're not perfect, but that's okay. That's why we love you.
The shoot thing happened in my early 20s. I was not. The baby thing happened because I was fucking pissed because they gave me a dirty look and me and my baby. And no.
It ain't happening.
Mama, don't play.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. Catch us on Instagram at Oh My Travel Podcast. And we'll see you next time.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye.